praise your holy name tonight, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise his name. Hallelujah. How many loves the Lord today? Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Feels like a brand new house of the Lord, don't it? Everything all moved around. So, happy Easter. Glad to have a revelation that, you know, some bunny didn't have nothing to do with it.
That's right.
My Savior raised.
Amen.
He's alive forevermore.
Amen.
Death has no more power. It's been stripped from time and eternity. That includes today. I don't know. I hope we believe that.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Before I get into the Word, you know, we got the new arrangement here. And not to really make a big announcement or anything, but just know, you know, to get everyone, especially if we had a few more, be considerate. Try to get, I think we need at least 5 or 6 per big pew, you know, if we can. That'll, you know, we added up the numbers here not too long ago. So if you don't got quite that many, well, just know we might have to scoot down, throw another one in there, and know that the later you come, the harder it is to find somewhere. So that's just the way it goes anywhere. So, no, we got the church open an hour for service. And the prophet of God said he'd be at service at least a half hour before, you know, just to take time to get your mind off everything else, you know, just to be able to think on just the Lord and say, because there's so many voices, in, especially in our time now, that if you're not careful, it's really hard to get past all that to even hear the voice of God, and it could be screaming right at your face. You say, is that possible? They did it to Jesus. He's preaching right at them, and the whole time they didn't recognize who he was and why. It wasn't Jesus' fault, it was their fault. God help us not to make the same mistake, but to come saying, Lord, I want to be able to hear from you today, Lord, and I want to be in the right condition. So that's why we come, we pray, we read our Bibles, we think on the Lord, and God will bless that, and he'll bless that anywhere, that's for sure. So just remember that, you know, try to be considerate of others, and just be a big happy family. Now we got a big aisle. As Brother Roy was telling me yesterday, you can run the aisle now. Just make a lap right around here. You get the joy of the Lord. I appreciate what Brother Roy was telling me when he got the Holy Ghost and made himself feel like a fool in front of 350 people, but it didn't matter.
No.
So I wasn't worried about them 350 people. I was worried about one man.
Amen.
One that just filled my soul. And he told me to jump, I jump. He told me to run, I say, how fast?
Yeah.
That's right. And you're going to, your flesh get all tense and feely and don't. Well, that just shows you ain't quite gone far enough just yet. Because I'm pretty sure when we get to heaven, all that's going to fall off.
Yeah.
You ain't stopping me. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to be running that hill of glory so fast. We made it. It's over. Glory to God. Well, let's get into the Word then today. You see, you still got some of the saints ain't here this morning. Pray for those. God, bring each one that's supposed to be here, and really bring each one to Christ that needs to get in before this world falls apart completely. Praise the Lord. Just got that thought in the back of my head. I'm forgetting something. You're forgetting something. Oh, all right, too bad. I'll just forget it for next service. How's that? Hebrews 2 and verse 9. Praise the Lord today. Thank the Lord. Hebrews 2 and verse 9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons unto glory to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he that sanctifieth and they that are sanctified are all of one, which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the church while I sing praise unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. And I'd like to just stop there. I'd like to preach this afternoon. We're still talking about the mysteries of the kingdom. I'd like to speak on the broken seal between God and man. The broken seal between God and man. Let's bow before Him. Each head bowed, every eye closed. As we approach His Word, is there a need on your heart you'd like to lift to Him? The raised hand, say, Father, You know what's behind this. God bless each one. Hallelujah. God sees your hearts. Let's pray with all that's in us. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for gathering us here this afternoon. Lord, as many, I'm sure, have overcome all kinds of things just to even get to this place. We pray, Lord, that the faith that we've brought, You'll honor it, Lord, and You'll bring forth fruit 30, 60, 100-fold. Do what no man can do, Lord, and bring the joy into every Christian's heart that should be there. Bring restoration to every Christian. Lord, bring every soul back to where they should be with God, that You can just pour Your Spirit out upon them, Lord. Joy after joy and faith after faith, Lord. We pray for healing in this service. May You heal every sickness. May we be able to see, Lord, that the resurrection is true, that You're still alive and You're still here with Your children, and You still prove Your Word true even today. Father, we commit this service into Your hands. Lord, You that know the hearts, I pray You give every heart's desire and be glorified in this service. Speak through my lips, Lord, but let us all hear in our hearts, I pray, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated today. Praise the Lord. You know, we live in a time where people are beginning to realize that they've definitely begun to see that they've misplaced their faith in different places. They began to see that I used to be able to put my faith in my job, and I'm realizing that I can't do that no more. I used to be able to put faith in my bank. I used to be able to put faith in my mortgage or in something of the world or our governments and things like this, or just any hope in this life. We're beginning to realize very quickly that there's nothing sure in this life anymore. It's all the foundations have been shaken, and God pronounced it so. He said that when Daniel saw the vision, excuse me, I might have to... Brother Kent was over. I was both battling something, but that's why we're battling. We're not just giving up. We're trying. We're here to win. Man, we're awful quiet this morning. I don't know if it's Easter or not. Y'all make me think it's Good Friday and He died, and we're all groping around. He's still dead. He's still in the tomb. We lost all hope. We ain't here for Good Friday. We're here for Easter morning. We're here for the resurrection. We're here where the tears got wiped away, and they said, "Wait a minute. He's alive."
Yes. Amen.
Our hope isn't gone. Everything that we sacrificed for, it was not in vain. But yet it's the greatest investment that a man ever made was believing in the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And what's happened in our time, we've got... It's just pure rotten jealousy is all it is. It's just worm-eating the whole country. All you got to do is take a person, and they're always jealous of the person on the next tier of the economic ladder. I got a nice car, but man, that guy over there, whoo, that's a nice car. And that guy is like, man, I got a nice car, but man, it'd be nice to have an airplane. And the other guy says, man, it's nice having this airplane, but that guy got to go in a rocket ship. This ain't fair. This ain't fair. This ain't fair. And you know what happens? Everybody's depressed. And what begins to happen is you get any spiritual bone about you at all, you recognize that it's just the devil deceiving the whole world. He's getting you to place your confidence anywhere but the Word of God. And He don't really care. People think the devil plays by rules. He don't got none. He don't care about breaking any rules. He don't care. He'll attack a little child. He's so low down. Yes, he will. He ain't got no shame. He lost that a long time ago. That's right. When he said right in his heart, when he had iniquity in God, he said, I'll have a kingdom better than Michael's. And that was it right there. He just went to the bottom of vanity. And speaking of vanity, you know, we think, well, if I could just make a little bit more money, I'd be happy. Just a little bit. You know, Lord, I don't need too much. And the Lord bless you and give it to you. Well, Lord, you know, that was good. But have a little more. And then we forget what the Bible already said about this. Let's go there for a little bit. I'll probably depress you here at the beginning. Ecclesiastes chapter 2. And if you need to lose some joy, just go read Ecclesiastes. It makes you realize the frailty of life without the Lord anyways. That's right. Ecclesiastes chapter 2. And just before the devil gets you on that track, just recognize what this man said. This is a man who could say, I had everything I could want. I went and did everything I could. And he talks about this. And this was his report. So instead of, you know, how many parents could say you wish your kids just listened to the lesson that you already learned, but they never do? They got to go learn it themselves. And you think, man, it'd be awful nice if they just learned it the easy way.
Yeah.
And I think most of us look in the mirror and say, man, I wish I'd have listened to Dad 20 years ago. And then we all look in God's mirror to Word and say, man, I wish I just would have believed this a long time ago. Instead of trying to fight this on my own, how stupid was I? Trying to fight enemy that's already been defeated. How dumb am I? I'm sitting here fighting a corpse and letting the corpse beat me. That's what we're due because the devil's toothless, gumless, worthless being that's already been whipped. That's right. He's only got the power that you will invest in him. So here's Solomon, the king. And we understand that Solomon was given wisdom. Some people think that that'll get him saved. That don't work. You can be as smart as you want to. That don't really help if you ain't got any faith behind it.
That's right.
Actually, it'll destroy you. And he had all the wisdom. God had given it to him. He had all riches. He had things that even historians now, they look at it and they said, there's just no way this was this possible. It's just so, it seems so irrational for him to have that much gold and that much silver and that much. But it was true. I don't care what they say. The Bible's right.
Amen.
I mean, it was so big that they didn't even count brass if you go read it. So let's get to my point now. Ecclesiastes 2 and verse 10. And whatsoever mine eyes desired, I kept not from them. I withheld not my heart from any joy, for my heart rejoiced in all my labor. And this was my portion of all my labor. See, this wasn't even a free handout either. He had worked for this. Amen. And then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do, and behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit. And there was no profit under the sun. And I turned myself to behold wisdom and madness and folly. For what can a man do that cometh after the king, even that which hath already been done? Then I saw that wisdom excelleth folly, as far as light excelleth darkness. The wise man's eyes are in his head, and the fool walketh in darkness. And I myself perceived also that one event happeneth to them all. What's that? They're all going to die.
Yeah.
That's right. It don't matter. At the end of the day, you're all going to die. Then said I in my heart, as it happeneth to the fool, so it happeneth even to me. And why was I then more wise? Then I said in my heart, this is also his vanity. For there is no remembrance of the wise more than the fool forever, seeing that which now is in the days to come, shall all be forgotten. And how dieth the wise man? As the fool. Therefore I hated life, because the work that is wrought under the sun is grievous unto me. For all is vanity and vexation is spirit. Yea, I hated all my labor which I had taken under the sun, because I should leave it unto the man that shall be after me. And who know whether he shall be a wise man or a fool? Yet shall he have rule over all my labor, wherein I have labored, and wherein I have showed myself wise under the sun. This is also vanity. Therefore I went about to cause my heart to despair of all the labor which I took under the sun. I think that's enough to get the point across. Is I've got all joy, I had all wisdom, I did all the work I could do, I got everything I wanted, and at the end of the day, it's all vanity, it was worthless, I'm going to be forgotten just like everyone else, I'm going to that same tomb as that idiot down there who didn't do a thing any day of his life. What's the point of all this? And where did he get this thought? He already knew it. David had already wrote about this. I'm just going to quote it to you. It's Psalms 39:3. It says, my heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue, Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Barely every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Selah. Amen. That's right. See, not at his lowest state, at his best state, and anywhere in between, it's just vanity. Why? It's because, brother, sister, when man sinned, there was a great seal put between him and God. And what was it? It was the chasm of death. It was the and not even just death itself, but the fear of death now entered mankind, because man had no idea what death was, because man was never built for death. Man was built to live. Man was built to be eternal as God was. So now that man had sinned, they had entered something that they were not prepared to deal with. In hindsight's 20/20, I'm sure Adam and Eve, it didn't take them but 5 minutes to say, man, I wish we wouldn't have done that. Right. And you know what? You can get faith 5 minutes late. It's still late.
Right.
When God moves on the scene, you got to act then.
Yes.
Well, brother so-and-so didn't. I didn't talk about brother so-and-so. I'm talking about you. Because God is just. I don't care if you tell me God ain't never moved on you. I believe He has. You say, well, it was just this, it was just that, it was just at this service, just this little prayer meeting, just this little time, somebody says something about the Lord. That's all He's required.
Yes.
And you turn down the simplest thing. Look, if you won't receive it like a child, forget it.
Amen.
That's right. And don't think you ever are supposed to get so wise you don't become a child no more. We've been getting in this message to believe that lie. Oh, yes, we're starting to get to the point where, man, if you ain't got it memorized head to toe, left and right, you can't just spout it all off all the time with no revelation, of course. You're just saying it. Then you ain't spiritual.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Man at his best state is vanity. Because before, as we just read there a little bit ago, there was a big chasm made. There was a big divide between God and His creation, between man and His maker.
Right.
And man, from the second that he fell, was seeking a path back.
Yeah, that's right.
But in the Old Testament, look, Christ had not fulfilled the atonement, at least on earth yet.
Right.
So that even the believers of their time were still under bondage. As we read there in Hebrews, they were all their lifetime, their whole life, bound by one thing. What happens when I die?
Right.
And we think, oh my, they must have believed. Well, sure, but they didn't have any evidence.
No.
They didn't know what it meant to cross and come back.
Right.
Nobody had went there and come back to say anything about it.
Amen.
And a lot of people still believe nobody has.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Hallelujah. Oh yeah, I'm a Christian. You don't believe Jesus Christ rose from the dead? You don't believe what He said about it is true? Well, if you come to my doorstep, that ain't the way He works. That's right. Look, He did that for Thomas one time. He said, you got to feel my hands and here, touch my side and everything, you big doubting baby.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what He called him. He said, blessed are those that haven't seen but still will believe. Glory to God. And we're never supposed to put our hopes in this world. We need to get back to that realm. We need to get back out of our hopes in this life and all of our hope in the life to come.
Amen.
That's right. Don't get no ties down here. The world system that's in the Bible, the cosmos, any sort of man, any intellect will never get us back to fellowship with God, because as close as they want to get, they can't break that seal.
Amen.
They can't say, I know what happens when I die, because I went there and I came back. Oh, sure, you got people had dreams, near-death experiences, things like that. I'm talking about a man whose body laid in a grave for 3 days.
Amen.
And that same body ain't in that tomb no more.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Say, why do you believe this one? Because all the rest of them got a grave and they're still laying there.
That's
why I don't got no confidence in what they had to say about the afterlife, because they sure look pretty dead to me.
Yeah.
But this one rose again. They know where his tomb is. There ain't nobody there. There ain't no trace of body there. Why? Because he's not there no more.
Amen.
Amen. Paul said the same thing to the church. He said, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable.
Right.
And that's where you find a Christian who's become carnal and worldly and began to live for this life. They're worse than the sinner. The sinner's just living it up, having a good time, you know, to eat, drink, marry, whatever. You know, at least they got pleasure in the flesh. But the Christian don't. Because he's trying to get the joy of the Lord in this sinful, lustful land, when knowing that he ain't built for this anyways. He's built to go to heaven.
Amen.
And he's supposed to, you say, well, it's just too hard in this day. Don't tell me Christ ain't good enough. Because I'm here to tell you that seal that was between God and man has been broken.
Amen.
That seal that brought man away from God has now been destroyed. So not just a little bit. I'm talking annihilated. It's gone. Can a man know what happens when he dies? Yes, because I got a person not out in the clouds, but the one that's in my soul that went across there. And he went across the chasm of death and he came back packing the goods. Just like the spies who went into the land of Israel. And they said, oh, sure, there's giants over there, but look what we're packing.
Yes.
We got one thing of grapes, and it's taken two men to get it across. And if we can have that here in this life, how great is that land when we finally get over?
Amen.
Glory to God. How can I have that joy? You got to believe it.
Yes.
And how can you believe unless there's something in you to already believe it?
Right.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Don't try to think that you're going to get smart. Look, Jesus already done told us the world ain't going to see me no more.
Right.
And you watch people see God. What's the first thing? They'll get on the internet.
Yeah.
And start searching this out, and think some smart guy is going to show them how to get to God. And knowing that's the worst thing you can do.
Right.
This guy drives me nuts sometimes. He's an atheist guy on TV, and I've seen a few of his clips. Bill Maher is his name, but he likes to talk to Christians and getting arguments with him and stuff. Well, they had this one intellectual Christian get on there. And he's giving all these lukewarm, you know what I'm saying, just excuse-making answers. You know, he said, Bill Maher asked him, said, should we have killed bin Laden? Because Jesus said, love your enemies. And he's like, well, yeah, we should have. Because he's like, well, how do you reconcile that? He's like, well, me, maybe not personally, but the government can or something. You're like, just get out of politics. You don't have nothing to do with that anyways.
Right.
You're right. Jesus, or the Lord told us. He said, don't you take vengeance. He said, vengeance is mine. I'll take care of it. That's right. I'm the judge of the world. You can't push me around. That's people think God's a pushover. That's only because he lets you.
Right.
And the second he wants to push back, you're done.
Right.
You ain't got a chance.
That's right.
And then later on, this guy actually said he cursed when saying one of his arguments. So I'm like, no wonder nobody believes this.
Yeah.
No wonder, because they think this is an intelligent Christian. This is one that we can rationalize with all those radicals out there. They're too crazy. But here's someone that's intelligent. And all they're doing is making a path, trying to make a path back to God that's going to hell just as fast as any atheist is.
Yeah.
Making as gloom as I can so you stay away from that and take God's path that God has brought us to bring us back to himself.
Yes.
It says, yet a little while, this is St. John 14:19, and the world seeth me no more. So why do we expect them to get it?
Right.
They can't see him. But that's not the end of the scripture.
No.
But ye shall see me.
Amen.
Because I live, ye live also.
Yes.
Glory to God. As we said, Solomon even here, he's even recognizing when he was given wisdom by God that at the end of the day, his wisdom wasn't satisfying his soul. And even I think Paul brought up later, said, wasn't even Solomon turned away from his love from all these wives?
Yeah.
He was the wisest man ever walked. Don't tell me you're going to get smart enough to overcome the devil. If there's anyone who should have done it, it would have been Solomon. Yeah, he got deceived and started worshiping idols. How are you going to do any better? You can't. You got to recognize that God's broken the seal. And that you can go back to him and he can be in you. It's not by wisdom. Let me just read one more scripture on that before I want to move actually to. But it's 1 Corinthians 1:20 says this. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For the after that in the wisdom of God. So this is God's wisdom. He did this by his wisdom. The world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe.
Amen.
For the Jews require a sign and the Greeks seek after wisdom. You watch anybody who leaves, and it can be nominal Christianity as well, or the message or whatever church they came from. They'll always say, man, when I finally opened up my mind, then I really understood.
Amen. Yeah.
And then you realize, yeah, you really understood all the depths of Satan.
Yes. Right.
How can you say that, brother? Because I know where I'm standing. This revelation is laying right here in the Word. When you go and start leaving the Word and start letting you women do whatever and living in the world and acting like everybody else, don't tell me you got any revelation from God.
No.
God don't deliver us to put us back in bondage. God delivers us to get us out of all that. That's right. And if you can't recognize that Satan's got you in bondage, you won't never get delivered. That's right. No, God don't work by wisdom. Not like the world wisdom. No, even godly wisdom. God didn't even use his wisdom to frame the worlds. It says by faith he did it. He just said, let there be a world, and he didn't worry about it no more, and here it is today. Amen. Guess what? Still rolling around, ain't moving a tick. That's right. Still, you could tell when the solar eclipse is going to happen years before it gets here. Yep. Like Brother Bram said, I want you to spin a ball, use any machine you want to. Let it revolve twice in a row without changing.
Right.
And here's the earth spinning on nothing.
Yeah.
And it keeps time perfect. Glory. Oh, it's slowing down. Well, yeah, it's a sinful thing. I don't believe it was made that way eventually, in the beginning. I don't think it was crooked.
No.
I think that was from the flood.
Yes. Amen.
That's right. How else do you destroy the whole thing? Oh, and that's what I'm talking about, this intellect. Oh, we can believe the Bible and our intellect at the same time. See, the flood and all, that's just craziness. That's just too hard for God to flood. So we'll just call it a localized flood. Just right around there, Noah. You know, so Noah went through all this trouble to build this big boat to get a bunch of animals in it so they could live just in a little district around him. Oh, you know, the Red Sea parting, that's just too strange. That just don't happen. I'll tell you what happened. There was a bed of reeds there. And they walked across it. And you know, and you could do that. That's no big problem. Read your Bible. Not only did it say they walked on dry ground, they took all night to get across.
Yeah, that's right.
But I don't, it's kind of strange how Israel could walk on these reeds, but all the Egyptians tripped and drowned.
Yeah.
You have the wrong kind of shoes on or something?
Right.
It just shows you that if you begin to use your own, I watch people do this in the Message.
Yeah.
Begin to use their own intellect. Start saying things that the quotes don't say.
Right.
And before you're done, you don't even believe the very basic principles of God. I've seen a man take a quote one time. Brother Bram says it like this. He says, you were in your father, but you didn't know your father.
Yeah.
That's right. And they said, see, you were in God, but see, God didn't know you.
Right.
Say it, you tell me. God didn't know something?
Right.
I checked out.
Yeah. Right.
Your God's a whole lot smaller than mine.
Amen.
Mine never learned a thing. Mine is the definition of is, like what it means to exist. He is. That's right. You don't tell me he learned anything. He didn't know me. And of course, the scripture's right there. He told Jeremiah, before you even born, before I even put you in that womb, I already called you. I knew you by name and I ordained you a prophet. But get out there and preach. That's right. So then it was fire in my bones. I had to go do it. That's right. Jesus said it this way. You all know this. And Luke 10:21, he says, in the hour Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things.
Yeah.
Oh, not just kept it away, but God has literally hid them from the wise and prudent.
Amen.
You know why? Because they're yielding to the influence that the devil had, his pride.
Yeah.
Oh, I can figure this out. Oh, I got it. I don't need you, God.
Yes, sir.
And God don't put up with that. No, he don't. He said, thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes.
Yes.
Even so, Father, for it seemed good in thy sight.
Amen.
And I got to bring this up because I was reading, A Trumpet Gives an Uncertain Sound, 1963. And there's some tapes in there. I don't know when or where in my life, but I listened to probably 10 of these sermons 1,000 times because I've been reading now, and I'm like, I know this book by heart because I think I might have just kept playing the same MP3 or something. But anyhow, Brother Bram talks about, you know, how corrupt the world's getting, how you used to be able to have confidence in things, and now you can't. And I'll just let him talk for himself here. 1963, that's right. Oh, the things that are that's got our democracy so corrupt until it's real shaky. We used to put a lot of confidence in our democracy, in which I do think it's the best form of government, but still, our democracy is shaky. Because we, this nation, our people, we have a constitution. And this constitution is our ultimate. But yet in that, our constitution is shaky because it's already been broken many times. The late Mr. Roosevelt made havoc out of it. See? So you see, it can be broken. It's not much confidence you can put into it. Politics, oh my, how shaky. People just argue and argue and argue about politics. Neighbors will fall out about it, and people that were once good friends. You know why? You know why he's getting, and let me just finish that, and I'll say what I want to say about that. Some president will raise up, or somebody will run for the sheriff or something, and the other fellow on the other side of the political fence, and they'll fuss with one another until they fall out about it. Politics. And I hope I don't hurt anybody's feelings, but I think the whole thing's rotten. You see? Yes, sir. So why would you fuss about it, fall out about something that ain't no good anyhow? That's right. It's just awful bad. Someone said to me the other day, "Sir, are you going to vote this election?" I said, "I done voted." Said, "Oh, in this election?" I said, "I voted for Jesus." I said, "I tell you, there was two voting for me." I said, "God voted for me, and the devil voted against me. And I voted for God, so I get my vote right." Depends on where you cast your vote, how you're going to come out. Amen. People, why do they get so offended by things like that? Because they've misplaced their faith back in politics again, and we're watching it. Now, I didn't see it the last few elections. Let's be honest. I really didn't. Nobody really got into it too much. But this one, we've watched the sweep of the devil get right in. Everybody. I've watched it on every side.
Amen.
Now you got people over here, and you got them over here, and got them over here, and everybody's fighting each other. Why? Because they're camping. Because you know what sheep do when, you know what any animal does when they get scared? They find them, their kind, and they run and hide together.
Yeah.
Don't matter if they're going to walk right into a trap. They don't know what else to do because they feel like we just said, now our whole country's shaking. Where we used to feel safe, now we don't feel safe to go down the road. I thank God I live in hunky-dorky Northwest Ohio because a lot of these places I wouldn't want to go out in the street no more.
Right.
I thank those brothers that are in downtown New York preaching the gospel. So I say, "Lord, help me." Whoo, you all quiet. You know why? Because you're convicted. Well, repent and say, "Lord, put me on fire for you. Quit being afraid of being rejected. I'm here to testify the grace of God."
Amen.
And if I have a better opportunity than somebody else, then I should be getting more results. You say, "Well, they turned me down." That's the greatest result you can have. Maybe actually preach some truth.
Amen.
Man, it is quiet today. Ain't that big a gap. You ain't all separated. Come on now. Hallelujah. People putting their faith in politics acts like a president can do anything anyways. And what that really offended a lot of people at that time, for sure, because a lot of people really respected Mr. Roosevelt, and I'm not saying he was a bad man or anything like that. But you look at a lot of the problems, and here's my little politics. I'll be done here in a minute. Don't worry. A lot of the things that we have now that are starting to accumulate started back in that time. Right before the war started, they tried to do all these social programs and new deals and getting all this free money out and just pumping stuff that don't exist into the economy. And now we're trying to catch up, and it's just too out of whack. There ain't nothing you can do about it. And they don't care. Why? Because we're just their pawns, brother, sister.
That's right.
I just got to stop. I got to stop. You know, you get those... "Well, preach this, preach that." I don't care. I'm a gospel preacher. I ain't no politician.
Right.
You want to vote, go ahead. But I'm telling you, I done voted. I voted for the Word.
Amen.
And the Word said, "Get ready. Come out of my people. You're going home soon."
Amen.
I hope I don't make it to this election. I don't have to watch this fiasco happen.
Amen.
So that scares me, brother. You got too much faith down here then, because this place is burning. Hallelujah. We got too many people looking at the sinking ship trying to bail the water.
Right.
The hole is bigger than a canyon. We're done. Get out.
Amen.
And the Lord keeps sending His Word. You got them life ships coming through. You got those airplanes or helicopters driving right on it. Say, "Just believe the Word. Get on out of there. Get the Holy Ghost. Get baptized in Jesus' name."
Amen.
We'll do, "No, I got it, Lord. I got this. I'll just be religious." Good luck with that, brother, sister. I could still put some hope down here and still believe for up there. No, just get off. Get off the ship. Because you're still on the wrong side of the seal.
Amen.
You're still on the side of death. You need to pass over life. How can I do that, brother? Jesus said it. "He that believes in me already passed." He's passed the judgment. Can you say you're past the judgment? Yes, I passed from death unto life. Why? Because the life's already in me. The evidence of the resurrection.
Yes. Yes.
Brother, sister, how important it is to know you got the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It's the evidence of the resurrection inside of your soul, knowing that you're identified with it.
Amen.
Where Jesus said, "Because I live, ye live also," because we're the same life.
Amen.
Christ, the one and only one who could break that seal between God and man. Why? Because he was the only one who was both. Oh, glory to God. He was the only one who came pure word, God and man. We understand that Adam was the first one. He could have, they, you know, as Brother Bram said, had they not fallen, they would have produced Christ and we wouldn't have been none of this mess.
That's right.
But they sinned. And every man after that was born in sin, shaped in iniquity. That's why Jesus is virgin born.
Amen.
He couldn't be tied into that at all. He had to be pure from the Word.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Ephesians 2, let's turn there. I might not even be too much longer. I think we're getting there quick. Praise the Lord. I can't say with enough voice, don't put any confidence in this world.
Amen.
It's
Amen.
Over.
That's right.
It's long gone. Hallelujah. Y'all warm, or is that just me? It's just me, all right. I'm hot today. Hallelujah. Ephesians 2. As long as I'm fired for the Lord, I'm okay with that.
That's right.
It's like Brother Bram, when he went to the doctor and he had a raspy voice, he said, well, that's just from preaching. He said, well, then I felt pretty good about it.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Ephesians 2:14. For he is our peace. Oh, I could preach all night on that.
Yes.
Not my religion, not my church, not my reading, not my studying. But he, the person of God, is my peace.
Amen.
He's the one that helps me wake up. He's the one that I can look at any trial. And I look, brother, sister, we've all been through them. We've been through things that you could not have done had not the Lord been your peace. And I wish I could say I've done this, I've done that. We only have our testimony. You can't make up something else. Because one of the hardest things I ever had to, we just talked about that suicide here this afternoon. Most of y'all know about my wife's mother committing suicide. We'd only been married a year. Brother, sister, I can't think of anything harder to get through. But if it wasn't, but the Lord was our peace.
That's right.
And the Lord was my wife's peace. And without that, she'd have been chaos. But look, everything works together for good.
Amen.
You say, that's insensitive. No, it ain't. It's the Word.
Yes.
Amen.
Jesus did the same thing one time. He made people real mad.
Yeah.
Oh, my. I'll get to this scripture in a minute. Don't lose your spot. He went to, remember, they called him and said, hey, Jairus, your daughter's dying.
Yeah.
You need to come help her. And he said, you know, he got in a big crowd and they started... You know, he couldn't get through them very fast. And then that woman came up and touched his garment. And he turned around, you know, pronounced her healing and things like that. And by the time he got done with that whole fiasco, you know, they had that long service. Should have went ahead and dismissed anyways.
Amen.
Had to leave church early because I had to get there because I didn't want to offend nobody.
Yep.
See, that's carnal mind. You got to put the Lord first.
Amen.
Say, Lord, if I'm here too late, well, I guess I'm late to work today.
Right.
I've been there before. I'll leave that one alone. But anyways, I got my job because I didn't miss church.
Yeah.
That's right. Because I went to church and I missed an opportunity to register and the Lord gave it to me anyway. So that just shows you put the Lord first always. But he finally got done and that woman got healed and things. And some messenger came and said, Master, just don't worry about it. You're too late. She's dead. So we already checked the pulse. She's gone. Doctor's already said it. There's no hope. We've done all the intellect we could come up with, all the wisdom, all the, you see what I'm saying, everything we put our faith in, it's gone. There's no faith, just no hope, we're done. He said, what are you talking about? She's just asleep.
That's right.
She's only asleep, don't worry about it. And it's, you know what they said? They said they got mad.
Yeah.
They said they got so mad, they laughed him to scorn. You know what that means? Is they got so enraged and just like, what are you insane? That they begin to boo him. He says, why do you make all this to do? She's not dead. She's just asleep. Wait, no, she's dead. The doctor pronounced it. They wrote it down. They're getting the grave ready.
Sure.
You insensitive jerk.
Right.
And you know what? People with carnal spirits will do the same thing when you believe God for a miracle.
Right.
You're saying, what are you saying? Look what the doctor told me. You don't understand what the Lord told me.
Amen.
And I don't believe a thing you just said because the Lord told me in your head.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And he got there. And you know what? They weren't lying. She was dead.
Right.
But see, Jesus' definition of dead is a whole lot different than theirs was. Because he knew that soul is right there. I can go call her right now.
Right.
I made that thing. I'll bring it back. That's all right. And he said, get out of here. He said, quit whining and leave. Leave me alone. That's right. He says, don't make all this to do. That's what he said. Just go ahead and shut up.
Yeah.
man, Jesus, you're not being very Jesus-like. You got to get unbelief out sometimes. And sometimes, you know what? The world will call it rude. Yep. Sometimes you just got to put your foot down and say, you know what? I don't need your unbelief. You got to get out of the way for a minute.
Amen.
I've had to do that with people. Like, just shut up for a minute. Because you're packing so much unbelief here, I can't even help you. So quit saying all that. I'm just going to tell you what the Word said about it. And you tell me if you can accept that. If you can, we're done here.
Yeah.
That's right. And she went up there and said, damsel, I say unto thee, arise.
Uh-huh.
Got up, walked out there, said, here she is. There might be something to this. And of course, Jesus went off and said, look, I'm the Messiah. Can't you tell now? He just went on. Why? Busy about the Father's business.
Amen.
Right. Amen. All free because He is our peace.
Amen.
All right, let me keep reading there. Who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Now, what was that wall? I'm telling you, it's not just death. It was the fear of death because we knew the commandment of God. The day you eat, that day you die. And we all were tied into Adam's sin, so we know the judgment of God's already pronounced. I'm done for.
Yep.
I'm showing you, it was really the law that kept us away.
Yep.
Read it now. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Oh, glory to God. God was a man the whole time. God made himself flesh, and he knew he had a bride that was bound on the other side of Kansas, just totally covered in judgment. And he said, I won't leave her there, but I see that wall. I see that seal of death, and I've come to destroy it.
Amen.
And how did he do it? He pulled the whole sin curse into himself. He laid the sin, as the Bible says, God laid the sin of us all on him. And he willingly took it, and even under the pressure of the Messiah himself, got down and prayed. He said, Father, if it's your will, let this pass. What suffering, what agony he went under. Hallelujah. But why? He couldn't do it. He couldn't leave that wall there. He wanted to make a new man. Oh, glory to God. He had his husband. He wanted his wife.
Amen.
And we understand he took from the Jews, those that were close. He took from the Gentiles, those who were far off. But he has brought it all together by breaking this seal apart.
Amen.
A new man. A new creation. How is it new? It's because it transcends time. It goes back to eternity.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's not stuck on this side of the chasm anymore. We've been lifted. Why? Because He's given us His Spirit.
Amen.
And the Spirit has given us power. Not, look, you can talk to God anytime you want.
Amen.
Just read what it says there. For through Him, we both, He's Jews and Gentiles, have access by one Spirit unto the Father.
Amen.
So the Holy Ghost said, I have. Is the witness to me that He rose from the dead.
Yes.
It's the witness to me that I can talk to God freely without this bar of judgment between Him, me and Him. But see, look, here's the problem too many have. Instead of identifying that that's over top of them and really getting serious with God and recognizing that they got to know they have the Holy Ghost, they just get in this nice little state of limbo kind of somewhere in between. Brother, you got to brush right through that.
Amen.
You can get to a place where you know, God, you did some.
Yes.
And I got joy, peace. I got love like I never had before. You said, how can you know, Brother Andrew? I don't know how to explain it with words. I can't do it with wisdom, but you'll know.
Amen.
That's right, because the things I used to do, I do not do them no more. The things I used to not overcome don't have no power over me again.
Amen.
I've been there, and you got your testimony too. You received the Holy Ghost. There were things before, man, it didn't matter. I could pray all I wanted. I could do all this. I could rebuke it every day. And I'd be right back doing it again.
Right.
Why? Because I'm still stuck on this side of the chasm.
Yes.
With that big judgment, you're a sinner.
Yeah.
And every man that's taken 5 seconds to evaluate himself will find himself on that side of the chasm.
You say, well, I ain't too bad. Well, go judge yourself by the word for a little while. You find out you're pretty bad. You're right. You know, I had some students talking about, he's like, you ever, what did they tell me? He said, you ever go into a restaurant? I think one of the students told me this, said, I think everyone in here has done this at least once. Said, you ever go into fast food and order a water and go get you a drink? And I'm like, oh yeah, we did that. And I was thinking, you know what? You're going to hell for that. Yeah. You stole once. Yeah. And people think, oh, that don't deserve hell. One thing gets you out of heaven.
Yes.
Because you're stuck on this side. You say, well, how do I get back? I'm talking about how you get back. That's right. So, and that's all it takes. That would be it. One sin kicks you out of the kingdom.
Yeah.
People say, no, that ain't a just God. Yes, it is. Said, the day you eat, you die. So how am I going to get back, Brother Andrew? Don't come back yourself. Go back the road that God made. That's right. Through Christ. 1 Timothy 2:5 says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and man. The man, Christ Jesus. He's the only way. And we could have doubted him. We could have said he was just a prophet, as so many tried to do. The difference is he rose from the dead.
Amen.
The difference is nobody had to do some hocus pocus. He said, I lay my life down and I'll take it up again.
Amen.
He said, I made sure. People try to think that he didn't actually die and he just had some drugs on him. Look, he made sure he went the way that everyone in the world would know that he died.
Right.
You know those executioners in Rome? If their prisoner lived, they would all die.
Yeah.
That's right. If they were ordered to kill him and he didn't die and he was really still alive, they would have killed all of them.
Yeah. Sure.
So they put him in a tomb. You tell me they carried that body all the way down there and it never flinched a bit if it was still alive. He was dead.
Sure.
They laid him in there for 3 days. Nothing happened. And the devil set it up for God to get the glory, because here come those religious Pharisees and say, set a watch over it. Because that deceiver said he's going to raise from the dead.
Amen.
And we believe it more than his disciples because we're acting upon it. Put a watch over it just to make sure that those disciples don't come steal him away. But you know what? The word still worked. Still 3 days later, you know what happened? They had sealed. Oh, just the type of what God was really doing. They had sealed the tomb shut with 7 Roman seals. That's right. And they busted it right open. That's right. The stone rolled out of the way. And before they could even find him, 2 angels were there. Said, what are you doing here? He's done gone. Why? He's broke the seal between God and man. Man can now come back to peace with God. Man can come back freely to what they had in the garden.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Listen now, out of the Easter seal, 1965. Now, why I say this is that because Easter, he proved what the Bible had said. All the scripture that was written of him to do, he sealed his messiahship when he rose from the dead. The Easter seal.
Amen.
Let me skip down. The Bible said so. Matthew, the 27th chapter, 51st verse. Many of the saints that slept in the dust of the earth resurrected and come up out of the graves with him. And when he come up on Easter morning, why? They had that potential. They had that quickening power, see, and raised up from the dead and went with him in the resurrection. Why didn't they do it before that? Because they needed someone to break the seal. Though they already possessed it, but they were still bound by fear. We understand, I can't explain it all, but they were somewhere. All I know is they didn't want to be there.
Amen.
They need somebody to come unlock the doors. And then when he came, oh, glory to God, they followed right behind him. Amen. Because why? They already had it in them, but they needed somebody to break the way for them.
Yes.
Enjoyed the resurrection with him, because they were so full of that quickening power, they had that genuine Easter seal. Well, you say, I wish I lived back in the Old Testament. Wait a minute. In 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, 16th verse, I want you to read that. I would not have you ignorant, brethren. Consider those which sleep that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again the third day, not make-believe, but we believe it. Even so, them that sleep in him shall God bring with him. Excuse me. The New Testament saints with that quickening power shall resurrect also at his second coming, just as sure as the Old Testament saints with all that quickening power upon their bones and translations and powers and so forth that showed of God. Them prophets who the Word of God came to, they resurrected with Him on that resurrection morning, and with the promise of God that everyone that's in Christ Jesus will also come with Him in His resurrection. The quickening power of God upon the bones. No wonder we lay hands on the sick. No wonder we love one another. We are brothers and sisters. Amen. You see, this revelation is what, you know, so many people are trying to use intellect. They're trying to use politics, even in churches, to keep people together, to keep everyone going, to keep everyone being a Christian on paper. At the end of the day, if you get people to genuine Holy Ghost, they'll love one another. They'll pray for one another. Why? Because they're so full of this quickening power. They know it can overcome sickness. They know it can overcome death. They know it can restore the souls of a fallen man back to fellowship with God, because it's the only thing. It's the only thing that was able to press through that seal. And get us back to fellowship with God. And God didn't leave us here without evidence. He set us down a down payment. He said another day they didn't have this, but you get it now. Jesus said it this way. He said, it's better for you that I leave. Because then the Holy Ghost will come. And then you won't have to find me. I'll be in every one of you. Oh, glory to God. And I won't have to go find Jesus to pray for me. I'll have Jesus in me. I can pray too.
That's right.
Amen. That's right. And when the Word begins to move on me, I begin to identify that me and that Word is the same, because there's no wall between us anymore. It's been torn down. So the Word moving on me is the same as the Word moving on God Himself.
Hallelujah.
When a son of God takes the Word of God on his lips with a heart full of faith, it's the same as God speaking. Because there's only one deity, brother, sister, and that's Him.
Yes.
We're not polytheists. Don't go crazy on me now. But we're all part of God.
Amen.
If you're a child of God, you're part of God.
That's right.
Amen. I got one more quote, and it's going to make me feel real good. So I hope you feel good too. Out of the rising of the sun, 1965. And on Easter morning then, in this dirt somewhere laid our bodies at that time.
Amen.
We're all from the dirt somewhere. For we are the dust of the earth. And in heaven, there was a book of memory, and His attributes was in Him. Knowing that because this Son of God raised, it would also raise to life every son that was foreordained to this great time. He knew it would be. And what a glorious sunrise that was than it was at the beginning, at time when it first dawned. He's talking about the first sun. How much more glorious was it when the Son of God rose than when the sun first shined on the earth? Now on this great breaking of the Easter seal, now today we have tuberculosis Easter seal. People send a message one to another and to support the great fund or drive for the doctors and medicine science to work up something to retard or to help the tuberculosis. And that's about as far as most Christianity goes today. Well, I'll give you a like now. Or I'll donate $5, I guess, and I can feel like a good Christian. Why don't you get off your rear and go pray for them?
Amen.
Why don't you go pack some real quickening power?
That's right.
You know, they've said that nowadays. Why will people, you know, they call it activism. You know, you're going to take an issue and you're actually going to intervene and try to help out. He said, it's at an all-time low. He said, but this little passive activism is at an all-time high. Because everybody will like something.
Yeah.
Everybody say, oh, praying for you. Did you?
Yeah. That's right.
Oh, man. And see, just like Jesus told the Pharisees, it's all right to tithe on mint and cumin and all these things, but you're missing the weightier matters. So am I saying don't like and all that stuff? Well, if you ain't doing it, then yeah, quit lying.
That's right.
Because now you're guilty of something you wouldn't have been guilty for. At least tell the truth.
Right.
Well, I would pray for you, but I'm too lazy.
Yep.
Yeah. Comment that. See how far that gets, because that's what you're doing.
Right.
Oh, glory to God. Man, the truth just feels good sometimes, don't it? And you know what it is? Is man has begun to, because of internet and things, and I'm trying to bring this to a close here in a minute, we began to realize how bad the world really is. You know, some of you that before, even before my time really, there was a time, man, you didn't know what happened in the Middle East really. You didn't know what was going on in any sort of down, you know, in those remote countries and stuff. You barely knew your neighbors. That's something we ain't got no more, but you knew your families. You might have watched the news or something, but they didn't talk about nothing. They talked about things that were relative to you. So all the evil you saw was right around you. But this stuff was happening all the time. People are always getting murdered and pillaged and all this stuff. And now that the economies of the world are falling apart, it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And now we see it everywhere. And then what begins to happen? It's just like what's happening in Europe right now. Then people that are kind-hearted say, man, look at this need. And they begin to try to help them. But at the same time, you don't realize you're trying to help a bunch of devil-possessed people. You're trying to set up an economy of God without God. And what begins to happen is they bring in, and sure, there's plenty of children and women that are going to die if you don't do something, but there's all kinds of people in there that are going to kill you. And they had a news report, and I think it was in Switzerland or Sweden or something like that. And they tried to go in there, and the police told them it'd be better for you to go in by yourself because if we're there, we'll provoke them to anger. So they went in there by themselves, and it seemed all right for a while. But by the time it was done, one of the guys had got run over by a car. They had punched another guy, and they'd pretty much kicked him out. And if it wasn't for a citizen running his scooter into one of them, they might have got killed. Kind, they're trying to be kind and help these people, and this is how they retaliate.
Yes.
You know why? Because if you break down the foundation, you're going to find actually there ain't nothing there.
Nope.
Just rotten jealousy, selfishness, what? It's demon-possessed world.
Amen.
And now everybody's beginning to see how bad this world is, so they think we need to do something. So we need a Savior. Well, the Savior already came.
Amen.
He had turned him down. And they'll keep putting up men, this man, this man, and they're all falling down. We know where they're all going to point right back to.
Yep.
It'll be Rome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it won't last very long, but they'll all put their faith in Rome because Rome's the last one who's got anything that's got real money to it.
Yep.
And that's gold.
Uh-huh.
Getting to on politics again, but that's the way it's going to end up, and that's the Bible. Actually, that ain't just politics. He said that the whole world wondered after the beast whose deadly wound was healed, who looked like that Rome was nothing to be found no more, but yet she controlled the whole commerce of everything on the planet. But just before they begin to fall down, we go up. Just before the devil gets cast into here, we go way beyond the sky.
Amen.
Amen. Why? Because I've already got the seal in me. I've got the seal that I'm behind with God.
Amen.
That means the death seal can't touch me. That's right, the death angel ain't got no judgment's done past. I'm on the other side of the chasm.
Amen.
All right, I'm finishing here. That was glorious. Praise the Lord. And now the true Easter seal on this sunrise was broken, and the secret of life after death was revealed. Before that time, we didn't know. The world groped in darkness, groped around man's suspicions, theories about men's heart, tradition made up. Man worshipped idols, they worshipped the sun, they worshipped all kinds of gods. And all kinds of people that made claims, they all went to the grave and they stayed in the grave. But the real seal had been broken. And one who once lived as we live, died as we will die, was risen from the dead. What a morning! Never one like it in the history of the world. The secret was made known that he was both resurrection and the life.
Amen.
And he said when he come forth on the morning, because I live, you live also.
Amen.
Not only was he the beneficiary of the resurrection, but all those seed that was resting in God's great promise was a benefactor of that resurrection to life. Because he said, because I live, you live also. That was the breaking of the seal, because he was brought up. So will everyone that's in Christ be brought up with him.
Amen.
At this glorious sunrise, God had proven or vindicated his word. All the glooms of doubt that had moved in people's minds was taken away. Because here he was. Here was he who once lived, eat, drink, and fellowship with mankind. That said, I have power to lay my life down. I have power to raise it up again. And now, not only had he made the statement, but he proved it to be the truth. Oh, what a glorious thing that is. I'm sure this morning that even we who believe it cannot comprehend what a great thing that was. Because he raised from the dead, we also already raised from the dead. For we were in him. And this has been true since Jesus died on the cross. The message has not made this become a reality. All it's done is open our eyes. Because it always was. God, he had already fulfilled it. That's why there ain't no another, there's no chapter after 23rd chapter of Revelation. It was already there. But yet we knew that the church would be blinded to this truth, grope around in darkness, fear death once again, and pay priests to get out of hell. Try to work up some kind of legalistic salvation Methodist church. Come on now. And live in all kinds of sin and wonder why they can't get peace with God. And then get to where they're speaking in tongues and running the aisles and everything else, but living like devils at home and wonder why they can't get free. And now God has sent a message and said, look, you ain't none of that. You're one of mine. And you act like me. And you have my potential. You have my authority.
Amen.
You don't have to succumb to none of that. Why? Because you're not any of that. You're not a sinner.
Amen.
You're a saint.
Yes.
How can I say I'm a saint? Because I'm in the saint.
Yes.
I'm in the sainted one. What did we start with? He that sanctifieth. And those that are sanctified are one.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And what is God waiting on? His children to finally believe it.
Yes.
Waiting on God to call the resurrection. He's done told us, you're the one's going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it through you.
That's right.
Oh, no. It's on the Lord. No, it's on you, brother, sister.
Amen.
If you're still groping in darkness and shame and these things of the devil, I'm telling you, it's time to say, Lord, break that seal in my life.
Amen.
Because I don't want to get deceived by no devil. I don't be looking in the wrong direction. I know there's only one path back to you. And I know my own wisdom, my own intellect, my own hope. I'm not going to find it, Lord. The devil's got too many detours.
Yeah.
He's got too many sensations. He's got too many feelings. He's got too many churches. He's got too many things to distract me. He's got too many things on the internet. He's got too many things that look like truth, but yet are rotten to the core and trying to kill me. Lord, you're the only one who can help me. And God was faithful to that promise, and I'm going to make a bold statement here. He sent it in the form of a prophet. That's the way he brought it back to us, because that's the way he promised he would.
Yes.
He said, I'll send him to restore you back to the faith that those first fathers had.
Amen.
And he recorded it. I wonder if we listened to it.
Sure.
And don't go on the internet to see what they got to say. I've heard so many arguments, and it just makes me want to boil over sometimes. You don't even quote the man right.
That's right.
You piece this together, piece that together. Yeah, I could do that too and tell you to go hang yourself. You say, what? The Bible says Judas hanged himself. And I can quote what Jesus said, go ye do likewise.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Why not? Just copy and paste it. We can do whatever we want, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Look what Brother Branham said in 47. Here it is in 65. And look, oh, look, that's a contradiction. People do that with the Bible. Say, how come we got to do sacrifices back here? No, God do it no more.
Uh-huh.
There's no revelation.
Right.
But the Spirit's come. He's come and broke it. Look, that's what the seals were all about, really. It was the seal of death over the church. Now, in this age, it wasn't what it was before. Literally, the devil had the power still of death. And then in Easter morning, he got his teeth knocked out. That's right. He lost all that power. But now the church had been deceived into thinking that he had power again. So now he had a false power. But man, it was working way better. The devil realized if you let unbelievers live and make them preachers, you can destroy a lot more Christians.
Yeah, right.
Than you do just killing them all off all the time.
Yep.
So in the first age, you know, they killed them all off and everything. You realize, man, this is kind of hard to get to all of them. They kind of hide well and stuff. And God's good at protecting them. So you know what I'll do? I'll get right in their churches.
Yeah.
And I'll just get real comfy. And we understand how the seals were. But God has broken all that away. He's broken all the deception of the enemy. He's exposed him on every side. You ain't got to find him. You know where he is.
Amen.
You know where he is. You see this little book here? You see any area around this? That's where the devil is. Just not here.
Right.
Just right here, though. Man, he's over so close. Isn't that right? His angels will give you charge of thee unless you dash your foot against a stone. You forgot the rest of the scripture. Devil, go back and quote the whole thing. That's right. Oh, you're healed. These signs follow them that believe, except you, of course. If you lay hands on the sick, they'll recover, except in Laodicea. That's how a lot of people believe it.
Sure,
yeah. Oh, if only the prophet come back. There ain't no promise for that.
No.
And look, last I checked, I don't need him to.
Amen.
Because I got a revelation of what the prophet said.
Yes.
That the perfect man is back.
Yes. Hallelujah. Amen.
There's only a few going to know it because he's in them.
Amen.
People trying to be perfect. People trying to work it up and get there on their own merits. Like I just told you, we had men try that.
Yeah.
And not just any men, men of God.
Yes.
And they couldn't do it. They're still under bondage, but God has come freely.
Yes.
What an Easter.
Yes.
And here we are today. It's 2016. I understand. Lord, really? How long? I thought that was the Jews. I'm beginning to wonder if it ain't us too a little bit. How long, Lord?
Amen.
Are you going to wait?
Yeah.
To bring judgment on this world. Not because we want to see millions die, but we want to see the suffering stop.
Amen.
Just think of it, bring it down to one man. Take it down to a man. Pretend the whole world's a man. Just totally eaten with cancer. I mean, just everywhere, aching on every side. That's the world today.
Yeah.
And the only part that even is the fact that he's crazy is the only reason he's even lasting. Because
yeah.
The world's lost its mind. It's just deceiving itself, thinking
that's
it's
right.
Okay. What would you do if you saw a person in that case? He said the humane, no, without the healing of the Lord, of course. He said the only humane thing to do is just kill him.
Yeah.
You know, you have a dog sitting or something. Yeah, kill him off. You know, let's resurrect him up anew, because this ain't gonna work. This body's gone. We need something new.
Yeah.
God saw the world the same way,
sure.
Worm eaten to the core. And see, it would be if they just would accept the Messiah, we'd done be in the millennium. You say, what about us? I don't know, brother. Don't ask those things. We don't know what would have been, could have been, should have been. Here we are. This is what is. But God is not caught off guard. Laodicea is not tripping up the plan of God. I don't care how many skeptics arise. The bride will be who she's made to be. She is the expression of God in this day. The seal is broke. The dead live again. I can know, brother, sister, that I've crossed from death to life. You can't drag me back to this world. Sure, you might think I'm crazy, but if you recognize that I'm beyond the clouds, you'll know why I'm crazy. Because I can't think like a dumb pig no more. I'm an eagle.
Amen.
You all, man, did you see the last movie? No. See the last revelation I got? Brother, I didn't read my Bible this week. Well, we're in two different worlds, brother, sister. Time to get back to the Word. Let's stand tonight. Let's stand this afternoon. What a service. Praise the Lord. It ain't over yet. That was the Word, but now let the Holy Spirit come. Hallelujah. I pray you believe it now.
Yes.
Believe it for yourself. Say, Lord, thank you for your Word today. Hallelujah. Let's turn our eyes upon Him. If you don't know a song, it's 77. I believe it's F, Dad. Go ahead, you got to tell me.
Your
oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Upon Jesus. Look for.
Yeah, help me out now. Thank you, Lord.
Things and the things.
Heart of faith. Oh, thank you, Lord. Overcome me, Lord.
Oh, turn.
We praise you, Lord Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Let each one be ready.
Look for in His
rebuke you, Satan, in Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Singing that, entering into the words that we're singing today. Say, yes, Lord.
I'll turn my eyes
yes, Lord.
Upon Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strange.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, believe it with all your heart.
of his glory.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And grace.
He's so beautiful today, isn't he? Yes, Lord.
Oh, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face.
Oh, hallelujah.
And the things,
yes, Lord,
of earth will grow strange.
Heart, worship your God today. Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, turn your
yes,
eyes
upon you, Lord, and you only. I love you, Lord.
Look full in his wonderful face.
Glory to God.
And the day.
Today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What an Easter, brother, sister. God has given to us once again. He here proved himself that he's still alive. He's preached to us, but do you have a need? Have you received your need? You haven't. There's no reason not to. Is there a person here? Now don't be ashamed. It's between you and the Lord anyhow. If you're ashamed, trust me, you ain't going to get nothing from God anyways. Don't waste your time. So if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. But if you'll confess me, I'll confess you before everyone, before my Father, his angels, the whole world. I'll say, you're my son. Oh, boy. What more do you want? What more would you want than that? If you've been influenced by the world, if you still got loves in your heart for the things of the world, and you say, Lord, I want a circumcision of my heart today. I want the sword of the word just to cut it free. Lord, I can't overcome. I done tried. But Lord, I know the Holy Ghost you promised is greater than all those things. And Lord, I surrender. God bless you. Look at those hands. Praise the Lord. Say, Father, I'm cutting off all my ties to this world. I'm done arguing about politics and arguing about intellectualism and doctrines and all these things and getting nowhere because we're not focusing on getting out of here. We're focusing on staying here a long time. But I'm coming back to the Lord saying, Father, it's going home time.
Amen.
And whatever sacrifice I have to make, whatever's kept me from peace with you, Lord, I'm laying it down. Lord, I might not even know what it is, but Lord, would you open my eyes? Would you show me the truth? Would you do what no man can do? Brother, sister, look, God might give me discernment. I might know a little thing here or there about one or two of you. But at the end of the day, God's the one you care about. His opinion's the one that matters. And you already know he knows all about it.
Amen.
My hand's up too. Lord, no ties to this world. No love for this world. No love for these things that perish. Lord, don't let me even invest my efforts in it no more. Don't let me invest my time. Don't let me invest my thinking, Lord. Or even my curiosity. Lord, may it just be in the things of God. May it be, look, that's a great thing to be curious about. Lord, what will heaven be like? I want to know about those 12 gates. I want to know about that 1,500-mile city. I want to know about my loved ones all over on every side. I want to swim in the river of life with David. I want to see you on the mountaintop giving us light on every side. I might not understand it, Lord, but I want to be there.
Yes.
And I don't need no anchors on my ankles keeping me in this ground. I'm an eagle. I believe it, Lord. I believe in my soul. I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God.
Yes.
The devil got me in this chain, but Lord, you broke the seal. And I believe it. And I'm applying it today in the name of Jesus Christ. Putting down my life as a sinner. And saying, Lord, raise me up as you promised. Glory to God. Be bold now. Say, what are you waiting on? That's what the Lord's trying to tell you. What are you waiting on? You watch somebody begin to rise in faith. What happens? You watch the devil give them a thought, and they go right on back down. He comes and says, oh, yeah, you're delivered, but remember what you did? Oh, you know you still love it. Well, sure, but get rid of it.
Amen.
First thing is being honest with yourself. The second thing is being relentless. You're saying, really? Jesus said, the violent take it by force. The violent. What do you mean violent? Violent in the word, which means I'm only going to say the word, devil. You can keep trying to lie. You can keep telling me I'm in bondage. I don't care. I'm not going to pay you no attention. When you come with that temptation, I'm just going to keep quoting the word. I'm going to keep my eyes on Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you feel His presence here? That's beyond what any man can do. And look, you won't get this in some soapbox, backwash preacher anymore these days that just lie, cheat, and steal and do everything in the world. But here you are in the presence of the Almighty. What we ought to do. What we ought to do. What we ought to surrender. Hallelujah. Be free today, Christian friend. I don't care what it is. I don't care how long you've been bound. Christ paid for it all. Now the main thing is, do you want to be free?
Yes.
Or do you love it too much? We got to get to the point now. Man, what a presence of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Satan, you ain't got no power. That's right. You can be free of anything. I'm telling you that right now. I say as a servant of Christ. I'm not presuming. This is what I believe is the third pole with all my heart. You say you speak the word? Yes, yeah, speak it. What are you bound by? Speak it. Lord, I've been depressed 30 years, but today I'm delivered in Jesus' name. You watch it leave. Don't let him put your head back down. You praise God. Say, Lord, yes. Hallelujah. Why? Because I'm not tied down here anyways. Don't identify with this world. The world tell you you're a failure. Church will tell you you're a failure. And when you go home to bed, you'll tell yourself you're a failure. But you got to come back to Jesus. He said, I know you're a failure, but you're my failure. And I'm not going to let you stay down there. But I'm bringing you back to myself. I'll pile the whole way through. I don't care how many devils. He didn't care. He went through every one of them. That includes everything we've suffered through. Glory to God. There's such a liberty. Children, keep pressing on through. Keep worshiping. Keep saying glory to God. That's what makes the devil tremble. When a child of God begins to shout praise. Begins with a heart full of faith to say, I am free. It's not silly to run the aisles when you're free from the devil. That's just normal in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise His holy name today. Praise His name. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship You, Father. We praise You, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, any addiction, we've been delivered. That's right. You've already got testimonies right in this room being delivered of any of that stuff. That's right. He'll do it. Believe with all your heart. That's right. Restore. He's restored all kinds of situations. He's done things that nobody in the world can do. That's right. Praise the Lord. You're not here by chance. You're here because the Lord wants you. He wants your families. Oh, hallelujah. Can you lift your heart to Him? Just pray to Him your own way. Don't even worry about nobody else. Say, Lord Jesus, I just got to unload my heart on You today. I'm just going to tell You exactly what I think. Hallelujah. That's how you get free, is just being right open. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for the truth. Thank you for showing me the path of life. Thank you for your grace and mercy on me, Lord. Oh, praise your holy name today. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy of every second of my life, Lord Jesus. I glorify you, Lord. You're the greatest there ever could be. You're worthy of all praise. Hallelujah. 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 Don't wait on somebody else's revival. Say, Lord, start it in me. No doubt, brother, sister, drop those. Drop it all. It ain't helping you. Oh, glory to God.
I thank you, Jesus, for everything you know.
Hallelujah. I saw love, mercy, and grace. Can you see his face today?
I envision.
Help me now.
His beauty. I looked on his face. I saw love.
Play that again in his presence now. If there's anyone that has a need, it's got a heart full of faith, say, Lord, I believe your word. You said they lay hands on the sick, they'll recover. You said if I ask anything in your name, I'll receive it. And I'm not come presuming. I believe you've moved a righteous need on my heart, and I'm coming believing. If there's anyone else, would you come now? Praise the Lord. Go ahead, come on. Just right up here, we got it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you feel good in the spirit, you don't got any, well, pray for these. Say, Lord, I want each one free. I want each having peace. I want that. Just thinking about, Lord, if I had that desire, I want them to have it, because I want it too. Oh, God bless you. We'll get to each one. Just keep worshiping the Lord. Say, Father, you know my heart. Drop all your doubt before you even ask. You don't even got to tell me. I don't have nothing to do with it. You can if you want. I'm not telling you not to. But at the end of the day, it's the Word. The Word said if we lay hands on the sick, they're going to recover. And that's it. The Word says if we ask anything, well, He'll do it. You come with that Word, it will defeat every devil. Hallelujah. God bless you. Let's pray. Each one.
His face. I saw love.
Jesus, I thank you, thank you, Lord. Use it for your glory. Make you a witness of you all the days of his life. Thank you for it, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord.
I saw love.
Christ's name. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I envision His beauty. I looked upon His face.
Jesus, I pray for Boston. Rebuke this cough away from him, Jesus Christ's name. May you heal him, Lord, and make him well. For your glory, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Father, lay hands on my brother according to the word. May the sickness leave him in Jesus Christ's name. Receive the glory, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name. We believe it. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Give him praise. Thank you, Lord.
sister's got the right desire. She sees her need, Lord. And we know you're the only one who can fulfill that. Lord, may you come on the scene, deliver from this addiction of the enemy, Lord. Give her peace and strength. Lord, you're the only one who can do it, but we know you will. We agree in faith now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Lord, give you strength, sis. Praise the Lord.
I saw love.
Lord, I just pray now, my brother, that you'll take your loving hands around him. Lord, he might not even know what to say or what to do, but Lord, you know his heart. He's coming to the right place, and I pray, Lord, that you'll be his portion, that you'll be there and give him direction and help and guidance and strength, Lord. I believe you're bringing him back to you to find peace, to find love, to find joy, and to be ready more than anything to cross over when the resurrection has come. Help my brother, I pray. Show him what he needs to see, Lord, and give him strength to fulfill your word. Satan, you're exposed, and we cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Torment this man no more. Amen. Give a name to, we know what it is. It's just the devil. Satan, cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ. We pronounce this healing on my sister. In the name above every name, the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Believe it now, sis. Thank you, Lord. Spirit will come and first deliver my brother from any of these ties. And the Lord let the life just flow through him. It could be a life to each one of these by being a real example of a Christian, Lord. Being a real example of Christ-like in this day. Grant my brother by the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. That's what it takes, brother. Believe it with all your heart. Don't let the promise go.
Sometimes the world pulls us aside, but Lord, we're coming back. Coming back to that place. Lord, may she not ever go back to the darkness, but Lord, may the light begin to shine once again. Fill her anew with the Holy Ghost this afternoon. Take away all those temptations of the world. And may the light of the gospel just shine out from her life. May each one walk into her presence and recognize that Jesus Christ does live in my sister. Grant it, Lord, we pray. In that name above every name, Satan, you're exposed. Go walk in dry places in Jesus Christ's name. You're free, sis. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. What a witness today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Don't figure it out. Just believe it. That's all you got to do. Say, Lord, thank you for it. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I'll thank you anyway. Thank you, Lord. Don't tell me how the Lord healed me this service. I don't know. I'll send a dog coming up here. Thank you, Lord. Brother's healed right here in the service. That's Brother Kent just got healed right there. That big pressure right in his head. I know what he's talking about. Praise the Lord. That's right. Same Jesus still alive today. just keep worshiping Him. Just keep praising Him. Let's sing, I see love, mercy, and grace today.
I see love, mercy,
oh, just open up your arms to Him. I love you, Jesus.
I see love, mercy, grace. I envision His beauty. I look on His face. I see love.
Let's give Him praise. Let's give Him worship today. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Praise His name. Praise His name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. We praise you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise.
Hallelujah. Let's bless His name today. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to guess half, but. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
The Most High. Get together now. Praise the Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Worship Him now.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, the Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
The name of the Lord.
Oh, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run.
Are you safe today? Yes, Lord. Blessed be Your name. Sing it with all your heart.
Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Most High.
With all your heart now.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord.
One more time like that. Blessed be the name.
Oh yes, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed, yes, Lord, praise Your name.
Most High.
Yes, Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, the Most High.
Let's give Him a shout of praise today. Thank you, Lord.